In the following several presentations of this series, we will examine examples of power asymmetries in our world. This video is devoted to examining how the examples of no-harm power symmetries previously mentioned can degenerate into power asymmetries. Example 1. The no-harm power symmetry that exists among scholars within a civilized university and scientific community disappears once the basic tenets of academic freedom and toleration for free speech are violated by the university administration or the scientific community at large. If a scholar can be censored or even dismissed on the basis of the content of his ideas, then scholars who disagree with him will be able to wield this power as a club with which he can be either compelled to change his views or lose his livelihood and opportunity to engage in intellectual discourse. Any manner of campus speech codes or attempts to punish so-called heretics, be they Giordano Bruno in 1600, Galileo in 1633, or the much maligned global warming deniers in 2007, create a power asymmetry using which politically favored views can crush their opposition without the need for rational discourse and debate. Indeed, a genuine search for truth cannot persist in the face of a power asymmetry, because the process then becomes rigged in favor of the side with the greatest ability to damage the people who propagate ideas opposing its own. Example 2. When several producers compete, and one of them ceases to attempt to best his rivals by producing more, and instead tries to undermine them so that they will produce less, a power asymmetry emerges. Assuming that initially no producer was capable of hurting any other, and only one producer obtains this ability, that producer is now able to sabotage, expropriate, and threaten his rivals. How can this be done in the real world? If one producer obtains the favor of government and enshrines his own interest in the form of a regulation, prohibition, or legal monopoly, all the others are prevented from producing to the same extent as they had before. And what are government economic restrictions and grants of special privilege to firms but a veiled undermining of some competitors by others? Example 3. In a residential neighborhood where no person has the ability to harm another, the no-harm power symmetry disappears as soon as one individual able and willing to inflict harm manifests himself. This individual will be armed, irrespective of whether the law allows it or not, and he will attempt to exert force on the residents. If none of these peaceful citizens are able to protect themselves, the private criminal clearly wields asymmetrical power over them. Example 4. The no-harm power symmetry among students at an educational institution disappears when speech codes and student-managed courts are introduced. These impositions give some students the power to unilaterally harm others, either by claiming to be offended by those students' self-expression, or by directly determining whether or not a particular student ought to be punished for some transgression, real or pretend. Student-managed courts have more often than not been kangaroo courts, instruments of vengeance against peers whom the students in control of this so-called legal power disliked. They lack both the standards of due process and the presumption of innocence that characterize genuine justice systems. Example 5. While a no-harm power symmetry holds among many buyers and sellers, a power asymmetry exists in a genuine monopoly or monopsony situation, where there are only one buyer and multiple sellers for a particular good or service. Each seller is captive to the buyer's terms. Similarly, the presence of a multitude of buyers and a single seller implies that the seller is able to dictate the terms on his customers. Of course, the possibility of either scenario occurring depends on the presence of substitutes for the good or service in question. The power asymmetry of monopoly or monopsony is greatly mitigated or eliminated altogether if there exists a widespread perception that a given product could be replaced by others similar to it. Since perceptions of substitutability are subjective, and substitutability itself is a tremendously broad concept, as two physically unrelated goods may be substitutes because they compete for the consumer's money, it is possible to escape a monopoly or monopsony power asymmetry by simply reconsidering one's preferences. Indeed, it has rarely, if ever, happened that a free market sole producer of a particular good or service has greatly diminished the well-being of consumers. On the other hand, if a particular good is a genuine survival necessity, such as water or healthcare, and a monopoly on the provision of that good exists, then it is impossible to mitigate the effects of such a power asymmetry by changing consumer preferences. But monopolies over necessities never occur in a free market, where necessities, because they are in such high demand, always attract a large number of diverse providers. Indeed, virtually all monopolies over necessities have been either granted or directly assumed by governments. Today, governments in most municipal areas hold monopolies over the vital provision of water, and governments in most Western countries hold monopolies over health care. That is a power asymmetry that cannot be altered without changing the institutional arrangement, for a person cannot wish away his thirst, and a cancer patient does not have access to substitutes for cancer treatment. In the next video, we will examine how the examples of equal harm power symmetries previously discussed can also degenerate into power asymmetries. Then we will look at other examples of power asymmetries in our world.